It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you ever notice, I was just thinking about that, that when you read a book, you start on this side of the page and you go across like that. Mm-hmm. And then you go back over here and read another line, and go back here and read another line. I brought a game for you today. I think it'd be best if we took it to the kitchen. There are different parts of it. Yeah. We'll just do it on the kitchen table. Hi, fish. First, I'll show you these parts. There are three of these. These are different shaped wooden blocks. These are round ones. See what shape these are? Three stars. See them? And three horseshoe shapes. They look like U's, don't they? Three of those. Okay, now there are those wooden blocks. And then there's this. And those are holes, different shaped holes. And into those holes will go these wooden blocks. Now, let's see which fits in which. Now, could you tell me which one of these holes this one would fit into? We'll try them. Try this one first. That's right. Take a look. There it is inside. All right, now let's try this one. Does it fit in here? How about in here? Yep. Now let's try this one. Yes. See? There they are. This one goes in here. This one goes in here. And this one goes in here. Whoop. How about this one? It goes in the middle, doesn't it? And this one, and this one, there, you have the idea of the game, and there they are, all inside, three of each. I like to build with that. Let's see, take a couple of these, and a star. See how that would look. Yeah, that's nice. Hey, do you suppose this would fit on? Really nice. See what you can do with a combination of things? Let me see what we could do with these that are left. Maybe two stars. There. Try this again like that. Now we have one of these left. Where will we put that? Do you suppose it might fit on here? Almost. Try it again. Works. I like to do things like that. You know, this horseshoe reminds me of somebody. Reminds me of a neighbor of mine who made a horseshoe toss game for us one time. Do you remember who that was? Remember we took the horseshoes and went like that, and it went right around the peg? It was Bob Trow. Let's just call him and see what he's doing. Hello, Bob. It's Fred Rogers. Just wondered what you were doing. Fine. Well, I'd like to. Yes, we're interested in all sorts of things. We'll come over. All right, see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. He says, I'm working on something. Come on over. That's what we can do. Let's do it now, all right? Go over to Bob Trow's workshop. Bob?
There you are, Fred. I'm right with you.
This looks familiar.
Do you remember that light box I made for that school that time?
Yes.
This is a redesign of the same thing.
Doesn't work, huh?
No. When you're working on something, you don't put the plug in.
Oh.
It's a safety thing.
I see.
Your hands aren't wet, are they?
Nope.
Good. All right, now we'll plug it in.
As I remember, when you turned on these things, then numbers came on and they buzzed and everything. Is that right.
The
same
buzzer way? Counted out the number that you push. Try it once. See if it works now.
It does. That's a 2. Let's see what this one is. Nice. Turn them off. Can I do a 3?
Sure.
This a 3 here?
Then we take 1 and 2 R. That's the one I was having trouble with, and it works now. That's good.
I see. Look at the back here. Now this lights up. Mm-hmm.
See, then there are little holes that I cut in there, and that just shines the light through the holes, and that's what you see out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a cutaway, like a little piece of puzzle.
Yeah, I just wanted to show my friends the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
See that? See, those are light bulbs in there.
And the wires have them all connected together.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when you turn on the light bulb, it lights up the entire box.
Now, if you want to do it fast, Fred, I'll shut off the sound.
Okay. You can do them all together or all off at once.
Mm-hmm.
Guess
okay,
I should
now we
close
put
it
back up.
How do they use this in the school?
Well, they learn to count.
Oh, I see.
And add. Take the plug out when you're not using it.
So you see, when the plug's out, none of them would turn on.
You save electricity that way, and it's also safer when you're working on something. Because I believe in, that's why I keep this right here, I believe in safety first.
Well, of course, first you need to be safe. Then you can have fun after that. Would you plug it in once more?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see something. See if I put my hand here. See if you can see what the number is. See, just by those two little dots and the buzzer, you can see. Try over here. I like that.
It works pretty well, doesn't
it? Well, let me try one more, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any idea what this middle one will be? Okay, ready, get set. That's it, 3. Well, I really like that machine.
Finished?
Yep.
All right, then we'll unplug it.
Save the electricity.
Right. And safety first.
Safety first, of course.
In fact, I'm working on a whole campaign, an advertising campaign for safety in electricity.
Hmm.
And just what we did there, shut off machine when not in use.
Oh, you mean you're making posters?
Yep.
I like that. Great.
And here's another poster that says, "This is wrong."
What's wrong about it?
Well, you know, in your wall where you have that plate where you put the plug in,
mm-hmm.
That's called a receptacle. Now, one plug is fine because it's made for this plug and it's made for this plug. But if you get a three-way plug, three of them on each one, it overloads it.
That means you have 6 things going.
Right, 6 of them going into that one receptacle, and it could get hot and actually burn and ruin them. So that's why we say this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Overloading the receptacle could cause fire. Replace bad plugs. You have these broken. See, it looks like there's just 2 wires here, but inside there are hundreds of little strands of wires. And when this gets damaged, these little things will just come out and can cause shock.
Sparks, huh?
Sparks and fire.
So someone who knows a lot about electricity needs to replace those things.
Right, exactly. And this show's about fire.
Fires burn. Be safe. So that's supposed to be a match there.
Yeah, that's a match.
Yeah. Well, people should never play with matches.
Nope.
They can be used to make good fires, I mean, for cooking and fires in the fireplace, but fires need to stay where they're supposed to be.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Would you like to have one of those posters, Fred?
I'd like this one. Shut off machine when not in use. Save electricity.
And safety first.
Right. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Fred.
Have a good day. See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
For coming over.
Shut off machine when not in use. That means all kinds of things that are run with electricity. When you're not using them, turn them off. Like the lights. Turn them off when you're not using them. That's what I do with this trolley. When I'm not using it, I just turn it off. Yeah. Remember how slowly the trolley was going yesterday? In the neighborhood of make-believe? It was because we were make-believing that the neighborhood was running out of electrical energy. Well, let's pretend that everyone's still waiting for Al Warden's secret that is supposed to help the neighborhood energy, all right? And I'll make it go very slowly now. To the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley, stop.
Yes. Did you want to show us something, Trolley?
Electricity. You can't run anymore without electricity. Trolley sick?
No, it's just that Trolley needs electricity to run, and this neighborhood is mighty low on electricity.
Edgar Cook can't see TV.
I know, because of no electricity.
Well, all our lights finally went out.
Meow got dimmer. Meow finally meow out.
Oh, this is really getting serious, isn't it?
It surely is. When is it going to be better?
I don't know.
Hey, there's Colonel Warden.
Hello,
hi, Colonel Warden.
Hello, friends.
Meow.
Our lights are all out now, Colonel Warden.
And the trolley stopped running.
I know. The energy level is down nearly to zero.
Is there anything we can do?
I expect my secret to arrive any minute now. When it does, I really think I'll be able to help.
Meow, trust you, meow, Warden, meow.
I'm glad, Henrietta. And I trust you, too.
What can we do to help right now?
Well, just try to keep from turning on any electrical things until I get my secret working.
Okay, we'll go home and wait for your word, Warden. Get it? Word, Warden. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, everyone is affected at a time like this.
We don't realize how much we rely on electricity until we don't have any.
Oh, the key. Okay.
Lady Aberlin, Colonel Warden, Prince Tuesday, I presume?
Correct as usual,
King
Friday.
My lookout has just informed me that Mr. McFeely is commencing his trip to deliver the secret parcel to you, Colonel Warden.
That sure is good news.
Well, my immediate suggestion is that Lady Aberlin go to look for McFeely and let him know how important this delivery is.
I'd be glad to, Uncle Friday. From which direction is he coming?
He's coming from the east.
Over there?
Correct.
Very well, Uncle Friday. I'll be back shortly.
We shall be waiting for you both. Yes.
Aberlin. Over here, Aberlin.
Oh, hi, Lady Elaine. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Well, I just wanted to tell you the latest.
Oh, what is it?
I can't even get my museum to go around.
Electricity?
That's it. I never knew we had so many things that needed electricity to make them work.
Well, I certainly hope that Al Warden's secret is going to help us with this energy crisis.
I do, too. Otherwise, I'll be running a museum not go round.
Well, I'm on my way to find Mr. McFeely, who's supposed to be delivering the warden's secret parcel right now.
Does he know how important it is?
I don't think so, but I'm going to tell him. So I'll see you later.
Happiness to you in your life ahead.
Thanks. Same to you. Hey, this clock is ticking. Daniel, Stripe a Tiger.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Daniel, your clock is working.
Oh, I know, isn't that nice?
But there isn't any electricity in the neighborhood.
Oh, my clock isn't an electric clock. It's a wind-up clock. I wind it every day.
Oh, I'd forgotten about its being a wind-up clock.
Yeah, I'm glad it is, because I like to hear it tick.
Good day, friends. Good day.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Ah, isn't it a beautiful day? Clear sky and a bright sun.
Oh, it certainly is.
This is my favorite kind of day.
Well, mine too, Daniel. Just makes one want to take one's time, even though one is supposed to be speedy most of the time.
Oh, yes, but Mr. McFeely, Uncle Friday asked me particularly to ask you if you could just this once really speed up the delivery of Al Warden's secret parcel, because we're having an energy crisis here.
Well, and this delivery will help?
Oh, yes, we hope so.
Well, let's make it a speedy one.
Oh, good.
Alrighty. Good luck to you all.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Oh, here they come now, Mr. McFeely.
This way, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Colonel Warden.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely, Lady Evelyn, I presume.
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
You have the secret parcel for Colonel Warden, do you?
Well, I guess that's what this is. There you go, Colonel Warden.
Yes, this is certainly it.
Oh, yes. Secret, it says. Well, you may proceed to open and assemble, Colonel Warden.
Right, King Friday.
Okay. Well, I've made my speedy delivery. I think I'll just say speedy delivery, everybody. Good day to you.
Nice work,
Mr.
McFeely.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Oh, what is all this?
Well, I hope it'll help us make some electricity for our neighborhood.
How will it do that?
By transforming the sun's energy into electrical power.
Oh. Boy, that's.
Would you plug that in for me, Lady Everly?
Sure.
That's our test line.
You need to test to see if this machine is working.
That's right, King Friday.
Oh.
There.
Wow, what is
and
that
then,
tall thing?
King Friday, if you will plug this in.
That must catch the sun's rays. Yes, well, where do you want this? Into the central source?
That's correct, King Friday.
Very well.
Now, this is a solar collector, and it catches the sun's rays, and the energy comes down the rod, and it's converted to electricity inside, and we'll see if it's actually converting electricity.
That's moving.
There, that's working. That means it's collecting energy. Now we'll turn on the switch to see if we get power. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Yes, certainly.
Ah, oh. We're getting power.
Oh, power. Now what?
From the sun.
Oh, the trolley's moving.
The trolley's moving.
Oh, look, the waterfall.
Oh, the waterfall is going too.
Oh, it's all working.
Oh, Colonel Warden, you are to be commended.
I'm glad it's working, King Friday. The important thing to remember is to use electrical things only when you have to. That's called saving electricity.
Well, that's what we'll do then.
You may put the solar power system behind the castle. It should get plenty of sun there.
I will.
And you may all come inside for general rejoicing in the GR room.
But first, Uncle Freddy, I'd like to check the factory and the museum go-round and the lights over at X and Hems.
Very good. See you anon in the GR room. Come along.
Bye.
Oh, good. Now Corny can get back to his work. He's a man who manufactures. Oh. I bet Lady Elaine Fairchild's just getting ready for her broadcast. X-Hem.
Everything's working.
Oh, good. I wanted to check with you.
Meow, meow, meow. Trusted meow, meow warden.
Yes, oh, I'm so glad he was here to help us.
How did he fix it anyway?
He built us a solar energy system.
Meow, 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 do.
Well, It takes heat from the sun and changes it into electricity.
Boy, that's some smart person, Colonel Warden. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we have the sun or we wouldn't have any lights at all.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I say.
Oh, I think I hear the trolley. I'll see you both later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, it's better with electricity, isn't it, trolley? Bye.
course, that solar power system was just pretend. But you know, there are people who really have made an electrical battery that can use the energy from the sun. We need a lot of energy to make things like sweepers and our lights and all of those things work. And people like Al Warden want to be sure that there's enough energy for all the things that we need. I think I'll take this home with me a little later. Of course, there's some things, you know, that don't need to be plugged in. Things like this game of ours. Yeah. That uses people energy. Yeah. You know how we people move? We make our own energy by the food that we eat. Yeah. People move themselves. But machines don't. Oh, sir. I'll just do this once more. That one in there. That one in there. And that one in there. It was a person who thought up that game and a person who played that game. Yep. People think. Machines don't think. Oh, sir. And people love. Machines don't love. People are much more important than machines. Much more. Fish are even more important than machines. Anything that lives is much more important than machines. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Like you just the way you are, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.